Hello, my name is Nini. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm trying to get information about a testing site that's in operation.
Do you need a testing site or do you need a vaccine appointment?
I am in Baldwin County. OWA is supposedly giving vaccines. When I showed up before 9 o'clock when they were to open, they said that they had already given out all single doses. So in an attempt to inquire as to what the process is, I've been shuffled around to multiple different organizations and departments. Nobody seems to understand. So that's what I'm trying to do.
You went there physically?
Yes, I did. And they turned me away. I was there at 8:30 and they turned me away. They said single doses are already out and to come back late. So
to come back when?
Well, I don't know. And they didn't say here's a pass or an appointment or whatever. They just said no more doses. They hadn't even opened the doors and they told me they'd given the single doses out and there were no more to be had to go somewhere else. And so I'm trying to find out where it is or to go or what to do to find these single doses.
Yes, sir. So sorry about that. Yeah, it's a very challenging time with all of that. So let me say three things to you. First of all, it is going to be homework to do this. So prepare yourself for the process. Secondly, whenever you are physically with someone, some department or some company, try and press through there. Even if they don't open the door, stand there. inquire the more because you're already on base. So just to let you know, because they may be getting an amount later, you don't know because each facility functions differently. There's no straight policy. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and they're not or at least I haven't physically forced my way into the door. But, they're not giving out any information. They're just saying go home.
Yeah. Well, of course you don't want to be defiant and make trouble. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, sometimes you have an employee who will be patient with you and work through your questions. That's all I mean. Secondly, we have the vaccine. I have three things for you. I have a vaccine direct phone number where you pre-register. And when there's, so you pre-register on this number that I'm about to give you. And then when they have the vaccine appointment, they call you. Okay?
Okay.
So we have that. Let me give you that number. That's a good number.
All right.
That number is 855.
855.
566.
566.
5333.
5333. Okay.
Okay. So that one is a direct vaccine appointment line. And then secondly, I have for you just for your help and information, phone numbers for nurses available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., who may have additional insight to the process for you.
Okay.
Let me give you three of those numbers, 334.
334.
Then 314.
314.
Then it's 9789.
9789.
Correct. And then we have 334.
334.
451.
451.
0262.
0262.
Correct. And then we have 334.
Okay.
206.
Okay.
5320.
Okay.
And that's just to give you several numbers in case anything's busy.
Okay, and what are they going to be able to tell me?
These are nurses who are just very involved in this process they may have insights about hands-on where vaccines other sites are available. But again, the your county, this other number, the direct vaccine number site I gave you, that's good. And okay. And they will service you as well. Okay. Do you need a website?
No, because the websites don't do me any good.
Okay. Sure, sir. Well, listen, the best to you. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy this day, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.